In this bulletin, US President Donald Trump says work is being done in response to more mass shootings. The unrest continues in Hong Kong, and in tennis, Australia's Nick Kyrgios wins the Washington Open final. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Diet. US President Donald Trump says he's spoken to members of Congress about what can be done to curb gun violence after two mass shootings in 24 hours. 20 people were killed in a massacre at Walmart in El Paso on the Texan border, while 9 people and a gunman died in a shooting at Dayton, Ohio. President Trump has admitted more work could be done and has blamed mental illness in both cases, stating the gunman was seriously unwell.
I just want to say that these are two incredible places. We love the people. Hate has no place in our country, and we're going to take care of it. I spoke with Attorney General Bill Barr at length. I spoke to Christopher Wray, director of the FBI, spoke to the governors, both governors.
A 61-year-old with cancer has become the first person to choose to end her own life under Victoria's voluntary assisted dying laws. Kerry Robertson of Bendigo died at a nursing home last month after applying for a voluntary death under the state's new legislation. A voluntary assisted death in Victoria requires two separate doctor assessments of the person with an incurable condition who's expected to die within 6 months. Hong Kong's government has warned violence and protests is pushing the city to a dangerous edge as it prepares for a general strike today. Police have fired tear gas to disperse hundreds of anti-government protesters during the 9th consecutive weekend of demonstrations. Late on Sunday, hundreds of mass protesters blocked roads, started fires and spray-painted traffic lights. Local resident Paul Wong says he hopes the government will listen to the millions of people taking to the streets.
We're really big strike in Hong Kong history. People never did it before. So I hope it would somehow affect what governments are thinking.
In tennis, Australia's Nick Kyrgios has won the Washington Open, defeating Russian Daniil Medvedev in the US. The 24-year-old claimed the men's singles title and will rise to world number 27 in the rankings once they're updated. Kyrgios has told ESPN it's been one of the best weeks of his professional tennis life.
You know, where I was 6 months ago, some of the things I was doing, and I was just putting myself in a really tough situation, and to respond like this, having incredible support, it's amazing. I've had people behind me backing me, and they never lost faith in me, even though I lost it in myself.
In cricket, Steve Smith has become the fifth Australian to post two centuries in an Ashes test. Smith's performance at Edgbaston on Sunday sparked debate about his legendary status in the game. His combined tally of 286 is the most runs for an Australian in an away test since Mark Taylor in 1998. Smith says it was a dream comeback for him after the cricket ball tampering scandal.
To be able to score 200s in a match, in the first Ashes test match, it's something I've never done in any form of cricket before in my life, so it's incredibly special.
Australia has taken charge in the first Ashes test, with England needing 398 for victory. We'll now look at today's weather. Perth, showers and possible storm, 18 degrees. Adelaide should be sunny at 19. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 16. Hobart, similar conditions, 15 degrees. Canberra, sunny and 14. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 19. Sydney, much the same, 21. Newcastle, similar conditions and 21 degrees. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 23. Cairns, a possible shower, 25. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.